The ceremony in the Fairview Recreation Center's multipurpose room began after the kids finished their lunches. The youngsters could have stayed for the official celebration, but they all opted for the center's other offerings, including a rock-climbing pillar and an inflatable funhouse erected in the parking lot as part of the lunch program startup celebration. Food Bank of Alaska is the program's sponsor, and Susanna Morgan, its executive director. Morgan gave an Alaskan perspective on summertime hunger.
For every 100 kids who get a free or reduced meal during the school year, 10 have access to summer food during the summer. So 1 in 10 kids are getting meals during the summertime who need them during the rest of the year. We can do better. As a state, we can do better by the rest of our kids.
The national average for the summer food service program is 40%. Still, 10% translates as 241,000 summer meals served to Alaska kids and teens in 2010. This year, there are 24 locations just in Anchorage. With its partners, the food bank supplies lunches and snacks beyond Anchorage to other urban areas as well as bush villages. Those partnerships include tribal councils, city governments, Boys and Girls Clubs, and the Girl Scouts of Alaska. For rural sites, the food bank purchases and ships prepackaged, shelf-stable meals with milk. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Senator Mark Begich, Democrat, alluded to that federal funding and the need to protect it.
I know the work we have to do in Washington is somewhat removed at times, but very connected to what goes on here and making sure the resources are there, but also the need to ensure that we bring a larger awareness to legislation that's critical.
After the ceremony, Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican, spoke to the matter of preserving federal funding in the face of budget-cutting demands.
There is a very real challenge that we face in meeting the needs of the most vulnerable in our society, whether they are our seniors or whether they are our children.
Federal funding is critical to the Food Bank of Alaska. The 2009 budget, posted on its website, shows federal revenue sources totaling approximately $600,000. Those monies go into several programs where they are supplemented by other funds. This week, an Associated Press story described a proposed House Republican spending bill as cutting billions from USDA and Food and Drug Administration budgets, including domestic feeding programs. Senator Murkowski says the federal budget needs substantial reduction, but questions the wisdom of targeting student nutrition programs. She says she and others need to convince legislators that is not the place to cut.
I hope that we are successful because it's too critical to us. We cannot lose ground with our children. We cannot go backwards with the assistance and the help that is so necessary.
Whether or not the future brings funding reductions, this summer's program is underway. And according to Executive Director Morgan, communities currently not participating could still contact the food bank to set up a local lunch service for kids and teens. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.